Information-fueled, opinion-driven, this is the Michael DelGiorno Show, Supertalk 99.7.
9:11 in the morning, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, information-fueled, opinion-driven, that's Supertalk, and standing up for what's right, I am Michael DelGiorno on this Thursday, April the 13th, year of our Lord, 2017. Ken, I did something I haven't done in such a long time.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I thought, I got a couple of emails from people. I wanted to hear sports. I'd listen to The Zone.
Yeah, I remember that one.
You know, that kind of thing. So, Bell finally got the podcast up for Monday.
All right.
That's Monday morning after the Masters. Jim's going to show up. You're going to have some Jim Nance. So I thought, well, maybe I am going too far, and I listened to it. And I was thinking to myself the whole time I was listening to it, A, this is hilarious. I mean, if I was driving in the car in any city and somebody was on the air doing Jim Nance, I'd have been compelled.
If it's a good Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Which your Jim Nance is a good Jim Nance.
And then some of the lines are absolutely hysterical. So I'm like, gosh, this guy's funny. Of course, I'm talking about myself.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, we did do 30 minutes as Jim Nance.
I know.
Do you know when you sit around? Yesterday, Kent was in town from Louisville. And I just happened to get an email from the producers of the motion picture I'll be in.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, you're making a movie? I didn't know you acted. I said, I don't. He goes, but you're going to be in a movie? Yeah. Well, how'd that happen? They asked. I've never done it. You know, most people would be afraid. I'm like, no. I mean, life's a big sandbox playland for me.
Yes, it is.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I suck.
Yeah.
Do you know any movies I've watched with people that sucked? You know, I mean, I'm literally watching a movie going, you know, this is a great movie, but that guy right over there, he can't act. He's drawing me into the moment of him not knowing how to act. So if I can be that guy for a change, by the way, I just can't stop thanking our realtor who brought us this chair.
Yeah.
Might have to have her back in studio for the 1 month anniversary of this chair.
Student anniversary every month.
I don't even think Jim Nance has ever felt this comfortable perched over the 18th hole at Augusta. But, you know, so I said, yeah, I'm going to be in the movie. And he goes, well, you never done that? I said, no, I never did stand up either, but I did that. And that reminds me of like when we were doing Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live and I opened for her. Well, I've never actually done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hang around comedians, their whole obsession is how many minutes do you have?
Right.
That's how they view everything in life. How many minutes of material do you have? Do you have new material? How many minutes do you have? How many minutes do you have? How many minutes do you have? That's all they talk about. And then there's me sitting in there. I don't know how many minutes I have. And so, like, when I got to the comedy club, he was like, you know, do you have an intro song you want us to play? I really didn't know comedians did rejoin music.
Right.
And then he goes, how many minutes do you have? And I said, I have no idea how many minutes I have. I have no idea what I'm going to say.
Rest of my life.
Why? Have you heard something? I don't know. But anyway, so this guy's like looking at me like, you know, what kind of amateur are you? You don't know what I'm saying? Because I didn't even know the lingo. And I said, how many minutes do you need me to have? And this guy's looking at me like I'm some fossil that was found in a field. I said, I have no idea what you're saying. He goes, well, if you got 20 minutes, can you go 20 minutes? I said, of course I can go 20 minutes.
If you got 20 minutes, can you go 20 minutes?
And so he goes, all right, I'll give you a light flash at 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
A light flash.
I don't know what I actually went. I never did it before, so I just, boom, I did it. I don't let any of that stop me. And I'm hoping the same is true for acting, but we'll find out. You know, one of these times I'm going to go out on a limb. Like, I had a friend who had a plane. And, you know, and he looks at me and he goes, you want to fly? Now, most people go, oh, no, I don't know how to fly. All right, so he's like, you want to fly it for a while?
You went, sure.
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. I mean, if I'm on United Airlines and they're done trying to drag me off and beat the crap out of me. And a pleasant good afternoon from the flight tech. We're presently cruising at our altitude of 32,000 feet. It looks like it's going to be a smooth flight. Never mind him. We're going to throw him down in cargo for you. It's an absolutely beautiful flight. I'm going to take the seatbelt signs off. And if Michael in 27F wants to come up and fly the Boeing 737, you're welcome to.
I'd be like, my God!
I'd be like running up the aisle. I don't know why. I just don't say no to anything. I was very good, and this is even before I was a Christian. I did say no to drugs.
That's good.
And lucky for me, I never considered lewds and marijuana drugs. No, but I mean, I just say yes to everything. And so the next thing you know, I'm like flying this plane. He's going, all right, that's a little harsh. You might want to bank a little more gradual. I'm going up and down and over.
You're just like making a right turn.
I'm just game for anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I listen to long segments like that of, you know, 30 minutes of Jim Nance and not snapping out of it, I really am concerned that some people might think I'm crazy. And may I add, I'm beginning to wonder if I'm crazy.
And here's what, you're serious, too. This is not an act.
No, this is just me. This is how I play at home. This is how I play on the radio.
Yes, this is you.
And then sometimes I like have serious talks with myself, and I'm like, you know, you got to start taking your job a little more seriously. You got a wife and kids.
Man, we need to put a microphone in your car on those long commutes.
But I just don't know if people... Now, I will tell you this. I mean, I got nothing today that you don't get. Does anybody really think we're going to World War with China or Russia? Is anybody even buying this whole truck? Is there going to be somebody who's going to come on and do... that? This sounds to me crazy. Sit and do a 20 minutes. Is this the worst relations we've ever had with Russia? Trump says our relations with Russia may be at an all-time low. Is it? Hell no! The hell? You guys don't remember the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Right.
We were like literally seconds away from annihilation. This is not the worst. Hell, I think when... Hillary brings the overcharge reset button. That's a worst freaking moment. Hey, I got news for you. When we kicked their ass in hockey in 1980,
that was close.
They could have been pissed enough to launch something.
Right.
Zay Wash? Zay One? So, I mean, to me, and I don't know, I'm serious. Am I crazy? 737? I'm like, that seems crazy to me. Sit and talk about that kind of nonsense. But then I'm listening to the podcast and I'm thinking, my God, that's 30 minutes of Jim Nance. Now, if I were driving the car and it was Charlotte and I just happened to live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and somebody got on the air and did a good Jim Nance and was doing all ripping out all those funny lines, I'd be his biggest freaking fan. Are you kidding me?
Right. That's what's funny is you picture the listener who is coming through Nashville.
Oh, I can't even begin. I can't tell you how many moments, you know, I have thought about. What if somebody's tuning in for the first time?
Oh, man.
And their expectation is Mr. Talk Show host. You know, the one that comes off the cookie cutter line? You know, Rip Staley?
Rip Staley.
Who is trying to be Rush. Making mountains out of every molehill. Literally talking to you like your life depends on his voice and conversation. I mean, if that's their expectation, you tune in and, hello, friends, Maria Alafable. You know, I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts. So I actually, you know, I did get an email from somebody who thought I was, that'd be the next pod. I went to go listen to that podcast and it's not available yet.
Oh.
But did I have too much fun at United Airlines' expense? Now, you know, and again, it's been 4 days. I think what's happening is crazy. In other words, we got members of Congress now who have screwed up everything, and they're going to tell United Airlines how to do a bump list? $20 freaking trillion in debt. You got the balls bigger than a giraffe to chime in on how United should be booking its flights. I wish somebody would walk in to Congress or the Senate chamber and start dragging their ass out before they die.
That would be something.
I mean, that's how nobody leaves anymore. I love how they go, I don't know if justice should be for life. What about senators? They don't leave till they die. Would you love to see somebody grab, I mean, Orrin Hatch. Do you know he was on the Warren Commission? Seriously. He was on the Warren Commission of who killed John F. Kennedy. And I know everybody back in the 60s looked 60. But, I mean, he had to be 35, 40 years old then. I mean, we're going to have to drag his ass out by the feet with a toe tag? Now, Congress is, I think that's crazy. Congress telling the airlines how to run their business. Look, I would rather the airlines drag me out by my feet, especially if I could have that woman going, oh my God, that's Michael DelGiorno, no! I would prefer that than to be $20 trillion in debt.
Oh.
See, that sounds crazy to me. But at that, and from the beginning, I thought, you know, this guy could have just got up. You know, everybody forgets this. Mr. sounds like a pterodactyl. I'm still convinced pterodactyl's a flower and not a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur, man. There may be a flower called the pterodactyl, but a pterodactyl is a...
Anyway, let's face it. The guy's, you know... I know if I were ever assaulted on a commercial airline, I'd want it to sound more like this. Hey, no! Stop it! You're going to hear from my attorneys! No!
You mean instead of this?
Yeah. I actually thought that was a child being born on a Turkish Airlines flight. All right, so I mean, if you can't have fun with that, I think that's more sane than trying to, you know, now he's got lawyers, he's going to sue. Now they've refunded everybody's money. You know, pretty soon, you want to fly the plane? They just can't be friendly enough. Can I get a towel? Can I get a blanket? Can I get some pretzels? Can I get a hooker? I mean, they'll be just giving everything to make everybody happy. I mean, I think that's all crazy. So I don't know if I'm crazy or the world's gone crazy. I don't know if I'm in line, out of line. I'm just going to be myself. But at the point we have members of Congress telling airlines how to run, give me a break. Somebody shut these people up. You know, you always ask me why I blow my nose on the air. Because in the radio business, we have an on button.
An off button.
This is not an on-off situation. We have a talk-back button. This is not a talk-back situation. Though whoever you are running the board, stop with the damn moment of silence before my intro. That's twice for you. I don't think I'm not counting. The Bible says keep no records of wrong. I keep yours. And then there's a cough button, but I'm not coughing. I'm blowing. So...
Oh, Brother Michael.
Very productive, but still clear. That's a good sign. Now, see, that's something 2 days from now I'm going to question. Should I have done that? I actually have two stacks that I'm really looking forward to doing today. One stack is, you know what? You always think, oh, I just give up. There's just no making a difference anymore. No, there is. Just rise up, be reasonable, take your country back. I've got three great examples of that. Not much good happens in Michigan, let's face it. First of all, you have an Islamic kingdom in Dearborn. Second of all, you got a lot of people going, Mom, I'm burping up lead again. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in Michigan. But in their capital of Lansing, they just went, hey, you want to be a sanctuary city? No. N-O. So you had a mayor and a city council wanting to be all politically correct and out of control, and the people just took their freaking city back. That's what you do. So I'm going to go to Lansing, Michigan. I'm going to go to a Fast and Furious, finally, arrest. And then to the Secretary of State of Kansas. Just to show you that, you know, you can stop playing this game anytime if you want. And then I think these other three have to do with, wow, I'm glad I didn't do that. Or, wow, I'm glad I didn't say that. Or, wow, there's got to be a better way to handle that than that. They're my two favorite segments of the day, but we will cover Trump and Russian relations and intelligence intercepted from the Syrian military and all the other narratives that are tails that want to wag the dog. We'll do that between now and noon as well. But I promise I'm going to take this job seriously today. Enough of this. I'm going to show Chris Webber what I'm made of. I'm going to bore things up real quick. We're going to get really serious, really boring. I'm going to feel intelligent, and then we're all going to go home and have an average day. That's what we're going to do here today, okay? And Baldy, you're going to stop with the damn moments of silence. And I don't want to hear anything about age discrimination. I'm not picking on you because you're old. By the way, how old are you?
Can't hear him.
Somebody show him where the microphone is.
How old am I?
Yeah, just
that is discrimination, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not in management.
I will be 51 next week.
Wow, I look better than you.
Yeah, you do. I am impressed considerably.
I'm 52. We could have gone to school together.
We could have.
Maybe we were supposed to be friends.
We probably would have met in the hallway at some point.
Why do you say that? You were going to kick my ass or something? What does that mean?
Hey, you're the one handing down threats this morning.
No, I like you. That's 2 moments of silence, though, before my intro.
You know, technology.
But as the show went in the first half hour, I think it was actually appropriate, right? Because we're all kind of wondering.
A moment of silence.
Am I missing things or are things missing us? I don't know how to put it into perspective. Anyway, and your first name is, for the listeners who don't know you?
Bo.
Now, Bo, if you succeed, where do you end up?
I'm fine just exactly doing what I'm doing. I've been around town a long time.
No, what I mean is because obviously Chris's job is very secure.
Yes.
We don't know what he did to get this job.
I'm just here to help him when he can't be here. I'm here to fill his place.
I like that.
In his stead.
I like you, Bo.
There you go.
Bo's got a good voice, too.
You do.
You know,
it's a little breathy, but.
Yeah, well, that's the sinuses.
Yeah. All right, and Bo is not the one who had Xanax yesterday.
No.
As you know, we had somebody walking the halls offering illicit, illegal drugs. That wasn't Bo.
No, I wasn't in the building yesterday.
Good luck, Bo. We'll continue to play with you in the sandbox next.
99.7 WTN. Tomorrow on Nashville's Morning News.
It's been a short week for me, and tomorrow will be a good Friday on Nashville's Morning News. Super Talk 99.7.
Aware that the house is on fire.
Anybody get a hose?
The UPS guy, he was like, we need a hose. Does anyone have a hose?
I didn't realize how big the flames were until I saw the video myself.
By the time the fire department showed up.
If it wasn't for him.
Oh, well, it would have been, I think the house would have been totaled pretty much.
Their UPS man really delivered.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Well, all's well that ends well there. That's the latest news. Next news at 10.
I thought that was like a bad PSA. I mean, we're still in the news?
Yes.
I really did. I swore that was a PSA.
that was correspondent Jorge Quiroga reporting on a
UPS. You know what you need to I need to stop, you know, being ADD, and you need to stop playing Westwood packages.
No, man. Some of them are pretty good.
A couple of James writes, your show reminds me every day my mind is not the only one that functions like this. My ADD has some place to keep pace with. Love your show, James in Hendersonville.
Hey, thank you, James.
Well, I'm here for the disabled. Tim writes, screw serious. Or if you must actually do a serious show, at least do it as Motel Walt.
Oh, yes.
Boy, Walt is still out there looming.
Oh, yeah.
Tammy, my favorite listener, wrote, you know, we were talking about, I just do anything. You just ask me, I'll do anything once, right? Remember when you were nervous to kiss a girl?
I've never been nervous about that.
Oh, I was.
Well, the only reason I was nervous is because I was afraid I might get slapped or something.
I'll never forget my favorite story. So I have Jean Duisan. My first kiss ever was Jean Duisan, and I was in the neighbor was having like a party with one of those, what are those things you go in and jump? What are they called?
A jump house.
Jump house, whatever it is. Bo knows. You animal, you.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but my first kiss was there, right? So then she was over one night, and I had her in the living room, and we were on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kissing. I had no idea what I was doing. And this is before I was a Christian, so I had no idea. I shouldn't even be doing it. But I was going back and forth. This was like a scene out of a R-rated Brady Bunch. So I would run into the family room to my big brother, Vic. And I'd say, what do I do? What do I do? And he'd give me moves. Well, do this with your leg. So I'd go back in the living room. We start doing it, and she'd be going, ow! And I'd go, hang on a second. I'd run back to the family room to my brother. She says it hurts. Well, you're doing it too hard. You know, I'm doing it. But, I mean, you got to do everything once for a first time, right?
She'd scream, and you'd say, hold on a second.
Hey, Vic, would you get in here and do this for me? No. But anyway, all the great things in life you did a first time, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't hit a baseball the first time, but that didn't stop me. All right, so I'm 5,000 feet in the air. I've never flown a plane before, but don't let that stop you. She said, your story reminds me of my husband. Once allowed fear to prevent him from trying something new at work. He said, but I've never done that before. And she was like, well, you never drove a car before either until you did.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to push past fear, and suck it up.
Wonder what he was trying to do at work that he had never done before.
By the way, Tammy thinks I'll be great at acting.
Oh, yes.
You ask me why.
Why?
Because you have all those people inside your head. One of them's bound to be an actor. I love my audience. I really do. Topics for today, Michael. Anything new with your bowel movements? Any last locations in your home you and your smoking hot wife can violate? Wait a minute, listen to this. Any last locations in your home you and your smoking hot wife can violate before you vacate? This is Carla. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the bottom line is I guess my audience is as sick as me.
Yeah.
But funny you should say that, Carla. There are two. And by the way, it's just a contract right now, so nothing's really finalized. But if the people that buy my home, they wrote me a beautiful letter with their written offer and included a family picture.
Wow.
And they are an even more beautiful family than ours, if you can imagine. I mean, just two gorgeous husband and wife and three beautiful daughters.
They have any pets?
I did have that thought, though. You know, I mean, they're going to be like in my shower, in my bathroom. I mean.
See, that's the way your mind starts.
And well, it does. I'm like, you know, this is where I make love.
Oh.
This is my temple. Now somebody else is going to make it theirs. It just seems odd to me.
Wonder what that guy's going to do here.
Gripe about this. Oh, by the way, I got a text from my wife. Stop saying bad words. Did I say any bad words?
You said ass. That's not a bad word.
Well, that's what I asked her. I said, what bad words did I say? She said ass.
Ass isn't a bad word.
And then I said, well, that reminds me. You have a nice one. And then I didn't get a response.
Ba-doom bam.
And Corey wrote, Corey, the yard boy, just happens to be my yard boy, said, I just want to say Ken's laugh makes my day. See, I think that's the problem. You know, I was trying to put my finger seriously on what's happening to this show. And it is you, Ken. You are to blame.
Well, I've got to stop then.
Well, I think him as an audience isn't, you know, it's kind of like what my teachers used to say to those that sat around me. Don't encourage him. Michael feels the need to entertain the class, and you're just encouraging him. And I think that's what's happening, Ken.
I can't help it, man.
If I really go back and trace, when did this show stop being serious? It's upon your arrival.
Well, now people are going to hate my guts.
No, just management. I think most of our twisted audience is enjoying all this. Well, is ass really a bad word?
Let me look that up.
It's in the Bible.
Andrea writes, I love yours as well, except when it's emitting gas.
Word.
I mean, when did wives become our mothers? That's the part I wish somebody would explain to me. Was that in the vows when we weren't paying attention? Something was going on that altar while we were just swaying. When do we get to the room? When do we get to the room? They're saying stuff and we're not listening.
Wow, there's a lot of explanations for whether or not ass is a bad word. It says whether or not...
What? All right, I will
That's written weird.
Let me tell you something, because I'm not perfect, guys, by any stretch. Let me tell you something. From my origin, I just want to say this in my defense, and it's not going to work before God, but it might work before you. In my defense, I grew up in an Italian home where everybody was from New York or Italy. Do I need to say any more? Have you seen a good Joe Pesci movie?
Oh, yes.
All right, so, I mean, my mother used to tell me to go blank myself, you know? and my friends would go, did your mother just say that? I said, what'd she say? I didn't even hear it. That's how it was in my house. This is, you know, at some point, you ever read the Bible and go, okay, that's just as good as Peter can get. That's it, you know? Matthew's always perfect. Mr. Doctor. Studied, smart. You know, some people just clean up so much. Now, I actually think technically, if I were to say you're making an ass of yourself, I think that's not cursing. Now, when I say the Blackhawks are going to kick our ass, that might be probably not. That's too crass.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't get the same. Oh, point by the way, if you say but.
Well, that's how I feel. And I need that release.
Yes.
Listen, you know, if I were to tell, like, John Beasy, you know, kind of wrestled my butt. You know what I mean? But Jimmy Craig kicked my ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, he beat the snot out of me. That's an ass kicking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I said, boy, we might get our butt beat in Chicago. No, I want you to know that the Blackhawks are going to kick our ass. I'm thinking 7-1, 8-1, 2 injuries, 3 injuries.
Wow.
Pekka stuck in a position with his legs wide open. There's the 5-hole. Detour. 5-hole. On his way to the ATM machine, you overpaid thing. I don't know. I'll work on it. I just don't know when. I mean, when do we get to go, wait a minute, time out. I realize you are very busy with these children. And I realize you get into a mode where you're just riding everything, shaping everything. I'm not your kid. Stop already with that. I pay the bills. This is my house. And if I want to sit on my ass all day, you know, I don't understand where they get to. I just got, that's like my mother's listening. My wife texts me, stop saying naughty words.
Naughty.
Or what? I go to timeout? Maybe that's the last naughty corner in my house I can violate. Psst, you want to come over into the corner with me? I hadn't thought about that, but I've not soiled the kitchen yet.
Hmm, the pantry.
How many rooms have we used? I've never done the office. two, three, four, attic, five.
The attic.
Crawl space, six. Trampoline, seven.
No, that's getting dangerous.
Pantry, kind of. Information-fueled, opinion-driven, that's Super Talk. I am Michael Del Giorno. It's 9:49, 11 before 10. Preds, of course, at the United Center to kick off round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Chicago Blackhawks. That'll be 7 o'clock on NBC Sports. Sounds, 78 throwback jerseys on their back tonight. After losing 5-0 last night, we'll take on the Dodgers again, 6:35 at First Tennessee Park. First 2,000 fans get a summer tour T-shirt. And that is sport. Pick the click, far and away. NBC Sports tonight, Preds and Hawks, game one. All right, CNN reported yesterday that the U.S. military and intelligence intercepted communications of Syrian military and chemical experts talking about preparations for a chemical attack last week in which dozens of Syrian civilians and children were killed. According to the report, the intercepts were found after the attack in a review of intelligence. Now, that is not as uncommon as you think, especially in areas like Syria and Iraq. So many intercepts, so much intelligence, human and or other, and chatter. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, it isn't until after some type of event happens that you go back and gather and you're able to confirm. As I said from the very beginning, I don't know what Assad's thinking using chemical weapons. I just don't know what he thought he was going to gain by that. And I mean that at every level of peeling the onion. With the United States, who could take action. You got a new president, not like the old president. He sees the line in the sand, and he's promising you he's not going to talk, he's going to act. Jeez, are you pushing your luck there just to see if he means it? Then you're trying to win and maintain the morale of your people in a civil war. That doesn't make a lot of sense. And so I got to tell you, up front, I thought, well, if there were chemical weapons, to me, logically, falling into the hands of somebody like ISIS and being used makes more sense to me. But as I looked you all in the eye and said, I am not the United States government. I am not privy to intelligence. So I can absolutely have no way of knowing how they can confirm it was the Syrian government that did it. But this is some new information. And so now what we're finding out is, well, after the attack and then going back into the intercepts, they're able to discover these intercepts of Syrian military and chemical experts talking about preparations. What hasn't been able to be confirmed is there doesn't seem to be, so far, any intercepts that would directly confirm that the Russian military or intelligence officials communicated about the attack. So, again, you're in a proxy war. And, you know, that's kind of the relationship. That's why I love the tone Donald Trump has taken. Vladimir Putin wants to stand behind a bloodthirsty madman that's going to only cause harm, evil, and potential war. Well, let him own it. And so that's why you heard Trump early on say he probably had this information a week ago. Whether Russia knew or not, whether they failed to control and oversee. I mean, you want to be the big boy standing behind them and all their misbehavior, but we're going to hold you accountable. It's very reminiscent of John F. Kennedy turning to the Soviet Union and saying any aggression coming towards the United States or any allied nation by way of Cuba is going to be perceived as a direct attack by the Soviet Union. In other words, you just cut it all out. All the guessing. Oh, you want to own Cuba? Oh, you want to own Syria? they do anything, you're responsible. That's the way you do it. And we're doing the same thing in China. And so what appears to be, so far we know, is more compelling evidence through intelligence that Syria did plan and carry out this attack. No evidence yet that Russia was involved. That's a pretty big update from yesterday going into today. It's 9:53. More after the news. Traffic and weather together. 65 on our way to a high of 86 today. 99.7
WTN. On the next Dan Mandy Show, Vladimir Putin and President Trump squaring off. I've got all the latest later today, 12:06 on Super Talk 99.7.